This is the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, live at Gaelic. I'm Heather Dale.
Woo! Heather Dale is awesome! Superlative in every way! Oh, look, it's Ben, too!
You are not worthy.
Show number 595.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster here in Atlanta, Georgia. This podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artists, let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and then make sure you visit them on their website. You'll find links to all the artists in the show notes, along with show times, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And of course, you can also download our free Irish and Celtic Music Podcast app. There are hundreds of episodes to listen to. And if you are in a band, make sure you submit your band to the podcast. 4Celts.com is how you do that. The number 4Celts.com. You'll get information on how to submit a story as well, just like Heather Dale is doing today. And finally, I want to let you know that there's a free Celtic Musician's Guide to Digital Music ebook, email gift at bestcelticmusic.net. All right, today we have a feature on Celtic women in general and Heather Dale in specific. And we kicked off the show with Arise and Go. That's from their EP. The track is called Sheepskin and Beeswax, Le Voyageur, Roddy McDonald's Fancy. And that features Ellie Gowd on fiddle. Next up is Sharon Shannon with The Ivory and The Quill. It's from her album Each Little Thing.
Boiling stream, but my thoughts were sjónast er mór og hóinu umkring Sýra ein meldrans mína fyrstu sána grag húr mý maloch og hennar nýkjó grag múr spýrji Geta henni sjó
After Sharon Shannon came Chambliss Taylor and Muse. That was Jack Haggerty. It's from their album Live at NTIF, and that features Jill Chambliss on flute and vocals. Then came Alton with Fermanagh Highland from the first 10 years, 1986 to 1995. That features Mairead Niwini on vocals and fiddle. Then came Mary Beth Cardy with Moa Hare from her album Crossing the Causeway. And she plays accordion, guitar, and of course, vocals. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you send a picture. I want to see those pictures. You can also message me or post a comment on Facebook and contact me on Mastodon @KeltFather. Tim Walker commented on Facebook, I volunteer at the local hospital. I make little rocks out of big rocks, but with paperwork. Really, you could teach a monkey to do my job, and then it would be animal cruelty. It ain't much, but it's useful. Anyway, that's when I listen. Sláinte. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for the humor as well. I appreciate that. Kellen Owens commented on Facebook, I listen when I go on my long runs for half marathon training. I download two or three episodes and play them back to back to make the miles go by faster. Currently listening to number 580. Very cool. I've debated whether I would want to do a marathon, and it just seems a little too sociable for me. But I love the idea, but I just haven't done it. So that's fantastic. I'm glad you're doing that. And I'm glad you can download the episodes too and listen while you run. That's fantastic. Andy Bishop commented on Facebook, I downloaded the 2022 Top 20 and listened to it on the plane on the way home from California. Fantastic. Thank you so much for your comments and sharing on Facebook or online. It doesn't have to be much. Look at that. Those are really pretty short. Feel free to just send a short comment of what you're doing while listening to the podcast. Again, take a picture. You can take a picture of yourself or what you're doing or an item, something that's nearby. Who cares? I want to see your pictures. Share your pictures, whatever they might be. If they're cool looking, even better. If you have some pictures from Ireland or Scotland, I would love to see those. Perhaps you too are going on a Celtic invasion in County Mayo, Ireland, like I'm doing this summer. Be a good time to take some pictures and you can share those at CelticInvasion.com if you want to find out about that as well. Amelia Hogan is up next with Red Winged Blackbird. It's from her album Taking Flight.
Time. Since my three sons are well. and to him we must resign. Green grass is at our head, mother, the clay is at our feet, and your tears come tumbling down and wet our winding sheet. Green grass is at our head, mother, the clay is at our feet, and your tears come tumbling down and wet our winding sheet.
After Amelia Hogan came Fire in the Glen with Whoop Jamboree from Cutting Bracken. That features Amanda Wells. She does vocals, guitar, and percussion. Then came Kells Water Bridge from The Wife of Usher's Well from As the Story Goes. That features Mayor Edstrom with lead vocals, Celtic flute, keyboards, and boron, and Tracy Moraine on vocals and percussion. All right, Heather Dale calls her music Celtic music for modern dreamers, and her original songs explore world legends and folklore, and she finds contemporary themes within old material. She fuses folk traditions with blues, jazz, and of course, world music influences. Her rich vocals are paired with more than a dozen folk instruments in her live performances with multi-instrumentalist Ben Deschamps. Now today, she's going to share the Irish story of the hero Oisin, who falls in love with the fairy queen, but he's stuck in the past and he returns with tragic results. She'll tell the story and then I'll share the song. Here's Heather Dale.
So I came to Celtic music in a very organic way. My father, he always claims that he enjoyed the folk music scene in the 60s so much that he forgot to go to all his university classes, which I think is really adorable. His stories of university were always revolved around him and his friends grabbing guitars and jumping up on cafeteria tables and serenading all the rest of the class. And, you know, he and my mom would sing together. And in fact, one of the sweetest things is that instead of exchanging rings when they first got together and knew that they were going to be a couple, they actually went out and they bought recorders, flutes, and they bought a matched set so that each of them would have exactly the same instrument so that they could play together. I just thought, what a sweet thing for a couple of musicians, right? So I grew up with this pervasive influence of folk music. The 60s revival of North American and British and Irish folk music was in full swing. I mean, I was born in 1974, so I was the new generation for all of this this new excitement and recordings from, you know, the Clancy Brothers, Tommy Makem, the Irish Descendants, people like Joni Mitchell, Gordon Lightfoot in Canada, Stan Rogers, just this barrage of big vinyl LPs that we would slap onto the record player and just have that music in our house. And we'd sing along. And of course, you know, my mom had a piano in the place, so I learned how to play that. And the recorders. I still actually play my dad's set. My mom's recorder flutes are packed away very carefully in case, God forbid, something actually happens while I'm on tour and my dad's set gets damaged. So the idea of the Irish and the Celtic sensibility, this, you know, fighting Irish and the romance of the old legends and the fairy stories. And, you know, just I grew up with that sensibility. I think a lot of people of my generation who don't have that, you know, those roots in Celtic culture, they think of fairies as, you know, Tinkerbell, kind of mischievous, pretty. But, you know, in the old Celtic tradition, in the Irish tradition, if you go back even 500 years, but certainly 1,000 years before that, the fairy folk and the fae were considered very dangerous parts of the supernatural world. And there wasn't a whole lot of distinction between what we would call reality and supernatural now. It just was part of your daily life that you might accidentally come to the attention of the fae. And I love that. And I've been writing songs about those, you know, those situations, those potentials, ever since I was starting, you know, high school when I started writing. Now, there was one that really grabbed me. One story about Oisin and his lover, the fairy woman Niamh. Now, the thing that grabbed me most about this story is that Oisin is a hero. He is a mighty man. He and his compatriots have been defending Ireland from its foes. They've been, you know, top of the heap for their whole life. They are the bros of their era. They are just confident and, you know, totally indispensable to their culture. Everywhere they go, everyone knows them. And Niamh, the fairy queen from the other world, across the sea, comes and they fall in love. And Niamh says, come back with me, be my husband, and leave this world behind. Come and rule in my land of eternal spring. You'd be my husband. We'll have a family. It'll be wonderful. And eternal youth. I mean, she offered him everything. And so, Oisin thinks this is marvelous, and he goes in the ferry boat, and the two of them take off to the other world. But I found it very poignant that in the midst of all the blessings that he now had in a new married life, he couldn't let go of his bachelorhood. This fast and loose, you know, just get out there and fight the fights. And, you know, responsibility didn't sit well on him. He wanted to be free and admired and, you know, just all of the things that youth had brought him. And I thought, how sad, because what he ends up doing is, despite the entreaties of his wife and his family and this beautiful new country that he's moved to, he eventually hops in a boat and goes back. And the excuses he gives is, oh, they need me. They're missing me. You know, my mother, Ireland, has she's going to fall apart and I can't leave her. And Niamh, of course, just tries to point out all of the blessings he's been given now and what his adult life could offer him. Family and comfort and, you know, responsibility and noble endeavor and the love of a good woman. And it's not enough. And this guy goes back to his old bachelor life and realizes once he arrives that he's been away for 600 years and the Irish don't even remember him. So he's given up everything for this illusion of, you know, the fast life. And boy, do you ever see that played out over and over and over and over again, all the way through history. And certainly, I mean, people are struggling with it today. Do I have a midlife crisis and go back to my sports car days? Or do I just settle in and accept that I'm a dad now, or I'm a mom, or I'm now responsible for a job? So I ended up writing Adrift based on that, where Oisin is just worrying about his mother. In this case, it's the metaphor for Ireland, but he's just so caught in the past that he can't hear the intervening verses, which are Niamh, his new wife, trying to point out how wonderful his life is now. Again, it's a beautiful old Celtic tale, but it really has a lot of relevance to people trying to make decisions about their lives today.
Thank you.
crying my name. My mother's adrift on the sea. She's none to protect her. No oar and no sail. There's no one to save her but me. A sheep, another will come. I've given you riches, I'll give you a son. And your mother is singing, she's well and she's here.
That track, of course, was called Adrift. It is from her album, The Road to Santiago, and she's got a lot of great music. I highly recommend you check her out at heatherdale.com. Now, a few weeks back, I shared Heather's song, Mordred's Lullaby. Patrons of the podcast can listen to that story this week on the Patreon feed. It is an exclusive story, and it's a really good one. I was just kind of blown away with hearing how she came up with that story. It was an absolutely spectacular story with this cathedral sort of sound. Oh my, you just gotta listen. You gotta listen. Go sign up on Patreon at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. And while I'm there, let me go ahead and say thanks to all the patrons of the podcast. It is because of your kind and generous support that this show comes out four times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20. You get a private feed to listen to the show. And you also get these exclusive stories. All that for as little as $1 per episode. Special thanks to our Celtic legends, Marty Myers, Megan Walker, Dan McDade, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Annie Lorkowski, and Sean Cowley. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge each and every week. That's $1, $5, $10. You can cap how much you want to do. You can do like $15 per week and then cap it at $15 per month. So it's pretty cool, you know, whatever you like. That's how you get the $25 level for Celtic Legends. All you have to do is say, I want to do it $25 per episode and then cap it at $25. And that's all you have to pay each and every month. And of course, number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Takes you right over there. Next up, we have Fall Spring. It's by Shelley LaFay from her album Feral Heart.
More lifetime for you, you know, I would wait. 4 and everybody cheers as he walks through the door. Everybody knows the right camera to smile for. And as he strikes a light best love chords, everybody knows, yeah, we've known it for years. This is the song and the dance that we came here for. Now can we crack a window wide, let the fresh air come inside, rip the poster and paper from the wall. and everybody cheers as he walks through the door. Everybody knows the right Camelot to smile for. And as he strikes all our best love chords, everybody knows, yeah, we've known it for years. This is the song and the dance that we came here for. Intention that was nothing but condescension.
After Shelley LaFay came Emerald Accent with Toss the Feathers, Oak Tree and Fox Hunters. It's from their album The Oats Field, and that features Allison Talley on low and high whistle, flute, keyboards, and vocals, Alexis Frenet on fiddle and vocals, and Temperance Babak plays fiddle and vocals as well. Then came Lisa Shetner with Snowing Light. It's from a single she released a few months back. And then, of course, we finish up the set with Emma Langford. That was 6 foot four from her album, Quiet Giant. Thank you so much for listening. I want to remind you to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2023. This is our way of finding the best songs and tunes. Each year, you can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. And your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2023 episode. In fact, I think we should be coming up with the next highlight reel, which is a exclusive Patreon podcast where I play all of the best songs and tunes and you get to vote for them. So that's coming up soon. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, I do have an updated Spotify and YouTube playlist. Follow the links in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. All right, we are just about done with this special feature on Celtic women. We're going to finish up with The Breath. This features Rhianna Connolly on flute and vocals. The track is called No, You Keep It. It's from their album, Only Stories, Let the Cards Fall, Revisited. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back again with March. Oh my gosh, St. Patrick's Month was here next week, so I guess I should get started on some good St. Patrick's Day shows. What do you think? Here is The Breath. Talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Curses down. You know that I know. that you know she could not leave you. Holding on to me tight. If you could love another, nearly half as bright a light. When you lay your head down at night, say, center your strong light, remembering those others, and untangle me, untangle me.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Kilt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find links to all of the artists played in this episode. You'll get access to our Best of the Year playlist. You can subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Ladies, at Essentia Health, you're not just a patient. You're a partner in your healthcare journey. We'll get to the heart of your health questions, even the ones you're embarrassed to ask. We'll find solutions to fit your unique needs and lifestyle, because here, we're in it together. Feel confident in your care and in yourself. Schedule a women's health appointment with an Essentia Health provider today. Click the banner to learn more.